Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. You are welcome to another edition of Prophetic Decree Broadcast. And if you are joining us for the first time, we want to say you are welcome. Today is a special day. It's the first day of the month of April, year 2021. So you are welcome to the second quarter of the year 2001. This quarter shall favor you in the name of Jesus Christ. And you shall be bigger bundle of testimony. You shall be bigger bundle of miracles in the name of Jesus Christ. You shall not be put to shame. God of wonders will visit you. God of suddenly will lift you high. God will decorate you with favor. The hand of mercy shall not depart from you. You will move from grace to grace and from power to power. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall surround you. The Almighty God will connect you with your destiny helpers. This month will favor you. This quarter will be a blessing unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will never crawl. You will soar high in the name of Jesus Christ. As many of you were expecting one or two things from the Lord, I decree that this second quarter of the year will favor you. This second quarter of the year will speak volume of breakthrough to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Once again, you are welcome. If you are joining us for the first time, this is Prophetic Broadcast. It comes up every 12 o'clock to 1 in the midnight. And you'll be blessed as you listen to this broadcast. You can share it with your friend. They can also be a blessing to others. And this will always make every one of you a channel of blessing. Yesterday, I started by considering a deep topic: the battle of the same blood, the battle of the same blood, the battle of the same blood. If you look at Genesis chapter 4, you will see two children belonging to the same father, Cain and Abel. You will see that immediately the sacrifice and the offering of Abel was accepted, Cain was not happy. He got angry and he plotted a coup to destroy his only brother, Abel. That is telling you how deep the battle of the same blood can be. If you also look at Genesis chapter 37, you will see 12 brothers there, and you see one of them called Jacob. You know, Jacob was a young man of 17 years old who tended the flocks, and also he used to go to the farm to see his brother, you know, and to give them something. But one day he had a dream, and that dream was symbolic. That dream was revealing his destiny. That dream was saying something about his future. You know, in verse 5 of second of Genesis chapter 37, at the age of 17, he had a dream. Said Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brother, they hated him all the more. You can see the first thing there, the first thing that makes household enemy to be very terrible is that hatred is always there. You can see the first thing that triggered that action, hatred. They hated him because of his dream. He said to them, listen to this dream. We were binding sheep of graves out of the field when suddenly my sheep rose and stood upright while your chiefs gathered around mine and bowed down to it. So you can see there. You can see what really happened in that place. That is showing to us that that very young man has a glorious destiny. That very young man is more honorable than every other person in that family. It reveals to us that the destiny of everybody in that family will be attached to the destiny of that young man for survival in future. And look at it. His brother said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream and what he had said. Because of his dream and what he had said. I want you to take note of that particular place we have read. You know, when we say battle of the same blood, we are talking about battles among siblings. We are talking about battle coming from the father to the son. We are talking about the battle coming from the son to the father. We are talking about battle emanating from the mother to the daughters. We are talking about battle from stepmother to the children in the house. We are talking about battle from those who share the same blood with you. We are talking about battle coming from those who share the same blood with you. We are talking about battle from those who you suck the same breath together, you came from the same womb, and the battle is coming from such people. We are talking about battles emanating from those or among those who bear the same surname. So you can see how terrible it is. That is a battle among those who live together from childhood. The battle from those who knew you when you were born. The battles from those who really were there when your placenta was kept. They knew where your placenta was kept. They knew what happened to your placenta. The battle from those you grew up together. The battle from those the battle from those people that you stay with. That is the battle we are talking about. We are talking about the battle from those you live with as a child, the battle from your father's house or from your mother's house. You see, it's one of the strangest battles, like I told you yesterday, that you can ever imagine. Very terrible battle. It's the battle of household serpent. It's the battle of those who you have the same, same DNA together, battle from those who share the same DNA with you, battle from those who share the same gene with you. This is a terrible battle indeed. It is called the battle of household serpent in the household that is ready to bite everybody in that family. And listen to me, why this battle is so secret or is so secretive is because this battle is always coming up with a mask on their face. You will not be able to recognize the power or the force behind it because they come with mask in order to deceive and in order to make it uneasy for recognition. So the battle like this is not a battle that you should take lightly. It's not a battle that you joke with. It's a battle that you must confront with all strength inside of you. I pray for you right now that as you pray against such battle, may you be delivered completely in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever you are, I want you to pray this prayer very well. Say, satanic investment upon my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Satanic investment upon my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic investment upon my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic investment upon my destiny, scatter by fire in the name of Jesus. Satanic investment upon my destiny, scatter by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Say, plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire. Plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire. Plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire, be uprooted by fire. Plantation of household witchcraft in my body, be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every curse pronounced upon me by my parent, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my life by my parent, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my life by my parent, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my life by my parent, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my life by my parent, break in the name of Jesus. Every curse pronounced upon my life by my parent, break in Jesus' name we pray. We may need to ask ourselves a good question. And the questions are, what are those things that triggered the battle of the same blood? What are those things that triggers or engineers the battle of the same blood? Number one, when someone's star is shining more than everyone in the family, the battle will come in. The enemy will just plant something to the others and they will seek for that life to destroy it. Number two, when you carry unique glory, unique destiny, like the destiny of Joseph, you can see all the brothers of Joseph, they agree together to destroy Joseph, if not that God intervene. And I pray that in your case, the Almighty God will intervene. In your case, the Almighty God will intervene. No matter what might have happened in your destiny, no matter what the enemy has done that has turned your destiny upside down, there is still what we call divine intervention. There is still God of impossibility. That God will intervene into your case. That God will intervene into your case. That God will intervene into your case. So it took divine intervention for Joseph to be delivered from the hand of his brethren. In fact, they would have wasted him, and that is all. I look at how Abel was wasted. That is how severe and terrible the battle of the same blood could be. You know, the battle of the same blood, they will not stop at anything until they see the life of that fellow upside down, until they see the fellow that is wasted. That is why you must not take it lightly. That is why you must pray very well. For God to spare your life, you have to take the bull by the horn. The Bible says you have to break the yoke off your neck. It is very, very important. What are those things that trigger the battle when it has been ordained in heaven that all other members of your family will come up through you, or their destiny depends or attached to you? There will be battle. What are those things that normally cause the battle of the out of the same blood? You know, hatred. The Bible says they hated him the more. The vision that you have, the dream that you have, when they are able to have access into it, there will be hatred. And that is why when God has revealed anything to you that is so symbolic about your destiny, you must keep your mouth shut. It's not everything you say, because you don't know how people are. And you cannot say how deep the life of people are. You know, the Bible says the heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? The heart of a man is deep. The heart of a man is wicked. The heart of a man is desperately wicked. Who can know it? What are those things that triggered the battle of the same blood? It's envy. Envy. They envy Joseph, and they decided to deal with him. They envy what his father has been doing. His father will buy to him, father bought cloth and was giving him good cloth. They envied him. What are those things that triggered the battle of the same blood? When they have gotten a little knowledge about your future through oracle or by witchcraft eyes, then immediately they've gotten that, it will trigger that battle, and the battle can be severe. Do you know that many lives have been wasted through this battle of the same blood? Do you know that many people have been sent to early grave through this battle of the same blood? Do you know that the life of people has been turned upside down through this battle of the same blood? Do you know that many lives has been rendered useless through this battle of the same blood? Do you know that many people are completely poor now through this battle of the same blood? It's because many of what they have done it into the life of the people long time ago when they are still a child, and now it's manifesting and it becoming a stronghold that they have to contend, that they have to fight, and they have to deal with. I pray right now that the stronghold of household wickedness in your life shall be pulled down. It 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 shall be pulled down. In the name of Jesus Christ, the stronghold of household wickedness in your life, it shall be pulled down. 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 In the name of Jesus, the stronghold of household wickedness in your life shall be pulled down. Shall be pulled down. Shall be pulled down. In the name of Jesus Christ, open your mouth and say this one. Say, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, arrow of household wickedness in my life, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. In Jesus' name, pray, beloved. If you are from African context, if you are from African background, you must understand that you need a lot of prayer to get out from the grip of this battle of the same blood. What are their strategies? What are the strategies of their operation? How did they operate and they get people easily? How did they operate and they get victim easily? You know, I need to tell you how to operate. I need to tell you symptoms you will see, and I need to tell you how you can overcome them, because we can overcome because we are on the side of the Lord, and anyone on the side of the Lord is more than a conqueror. You know, what are the strategies of their operation? Number one, they pollute the destiny of people through food. Through this food, they program all kind of evil things into the life of people. Unfortunately, this will be done at a tender age that we cannot say no. They plant a lot of evil seed into the life of people that begin to grow as they grow in age, and this become a burden in their life when they grow. That is why you see a lot of young ladies who have not married just suddenly find out they have fibroid in their body. suddenly find that they have six in their body, suddenly find that we have one gynecology problem or the other, problems that ought not to be there, just because it has been planted by household enemy in their life. Sometimes this food is to initiate them, to initiate these glorious children into witchcraft, so that they can easily have access to them and they can easily manipulate them. They can easily deal with them. They can easily harass them. They can easily cut down their destiny. They can easily subdue them. And because we are living together, and because we live with them, there are a lot of things they will do that we cannot say no. This is one of the strategies they have used, and they are still using it. The second one, they cage glorious destiny by forcefully or persuasively, you know, or by persuading that child who they know that has a glorious future to enter into a destructive covenant, because they know the covenant. They know that if that child with that glorious future will enter into this covenant, that future will not be realized. So they force a child to enter into the covenant. Sometimes the child may not even be forced. It may be persuaded, because the child does not know anything. They will persuade the child to take a covenant, and because the child could not understand what is covenant, he will enter into the covenant. But whether he understands what is covenant or he does not understand what is covenant is binding on him, and that child enter into that covenant, and that child become a serious point of attack. Many children have been initiated and have entered into a covenant like this. This is always done by people who are wicked in the family, who have assessed the destiny of that child. Sometimes they will take that child to a native doctor who will take her and then begin to do some incantation on her. Sometimes that native doctor will collect the air from the head, air from the pubic area, air from the armpit. Sometimes they will collect something like fingernail and tooth nail from them, and they bury them into a small coffin. And they will say, as they are doing this one, all the affliction of the life of the girl, of the boy, is gone. But it's all lie. Sometimes they will take those things and they will throw them into the river. It's a covenant. They prepare some evil concussion for that small girl, small boy, and immediately that boy also takes it. His internal system is covenanted with that power that is behind the concussion. This becomes a problem as that child grows up. They program satanic animal into the life of the child. This becomes a problem as the child grows up. All these things are easily done in the family by this terrible agent, and that is why the battle becomes severe. The battle becomes very hard when this has taken place. I pray for you right now that if by enemies, the enemy in the household have planted anything to your life, if by enemies, the enemy in the household had altered your destiny, I command your destiny now to be rearranged back. Let your destiny be rearranged. Let your destiny be rearranged. Let your destiny be rearranged in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know the good news that we have? The good news is, because of all this, Jesus Christ has come. Jesus has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, so that when we use the blood to pray, things begin to happen. Jesus has shed his blood on the blood of Calvary. Jesus has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary, so that through that blood, we can be bought back from the captivity of household wickedness. That is why the name of Jesus is most potent. At the mentioning of the name of Jesus, every new bow, it is therefore a tragedy. If someone has not given his or her life to the Lord, if you pray all the prayer from here to tomorrow, nothing will happen. If you read the Bible from here to tomorrow, nothing will happen. What you need to do first, you have to surrender your life to Jesus. You have to confess your sin unto him. You can't play church and you can't play anything. You can't say you are anything if you have not surrendered your life to Jesus. Dealing with battle from household will be difficult. The first thing you need to do is to surrender your life to Jesus. How do you do that? You confess your sin to him. Say, Lord, I am sorry for all my sin. And you tell him to come into your heart. And that settles it. Then you are good to go. But if that is not done, don't deceive yourself. I can't promise you any victory. In fact, it will make you a double candidate of evil powers, because they will torment you with anything they can do. It is Jesus Christ that can liberate you. It is Jesus Christ that can deliver you. When you're on the side of Jesus, victory is very sure. I pray that God will help you today in Jesus' name. Wherever you are, begin to confess. Begin to tell the Lord to have mercy. Begin to tell the Lord to come into your life. Begin to tell the Lord to take control, and he's going to help you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you that God will deliver you, and the yoke of sin shall be broken in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, get ready, because this is the first day in the second quarter of the year. And we must take every day of this second quarter seriously. We must maximize every minute, every second, every hour of the day of this particular month. We must maximize every day of this month. We must maximize every month of this quarter. It is time for us to pray. We need to pray some prayers that will help us. And listen, beloved, if you have a bottle of oil there, let me pray on that oil. Let me pray. If you don't have the oil, get a bottle of water. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I prophesy into the life of anyone that is hearing me now that today the power of God will visit you. And the yoke of darkness shall be broken upon your life in Jesus' name. With the bottle of oil you are holding, I command that bottle to be anointed. I pray that the blood of Jesus will enter into that bottle. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into that oil, into that water. They shall carry the power of God. They shall carry the anointing of God. And it shall become yoke-breaking oil, yoke-breaking power. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil, and you are going to drink a little. If you don't have the oil, it's water, drink a little. And as you have taken that little, you are going to pray these three prayers. Point loud and clear. Say, plantation of household wickedness in my life, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my life, be uprooted by fire in the name of Jesus. Plantation of household wickedness in my life, be uprooted by fire, 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 be uprooted by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. See, agenda of household wickedness over my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Agenda of household wickedness over my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Agenda of household wickedness over my destiny, scatter, scatter, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray, say, my future, you shall not sink in the name of Jesus. My future, you shall not sink in the name of Jesus. My future, you shall not sink in the name of Jesus. My future, you shall not sink. You shall not sink in Jesus' name. Now take the oil and anoint your head. If you had any incision on your head, it's better you anoint that area where the incision is, whether on your forehead or anywhere. You pray this prayer very well. Say, every hidden covenant affecting my head, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant affecting my head, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name we pray. Pray the second prayer while you put your hand on your head with the oil there. Say, every hidden covenant affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant affecting my destiny, break in Jesus' name. Pray now. Say the third one. Say, every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. Every hidden covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest area. Lay your hand on your chest and say this one loud and clear. Say, evil arrow, fire into my heart, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Evil arrow, fire into my heart, go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Go back to the sender. Evil arrow, fire into my heart, go back, go back, go back, go back. In Jesus' name, we pray. Anoint your belly button and put your hand there. Anoint that belly place very well and put your hand there. Shout it loud and clear. Say, every yoke of untimely death in my family line, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of untimely death in my family line, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of untimely death in my family line, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. See, every yoke of witchcraft in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of witchcraft in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of witchcraft in my foundation, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. See, every yoke of familiar spirit in my foundation, break in the name of Jesus. Every yoke of familiar spirit in my foundation, break, break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands now and shout loud and clear. Say, my original hand, manifest in the name of Jesus. My original hand, manifest now, manifest now in the name of Jesus. My original hand, manifest, 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 manifest in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your legs. Say, my original legs, manifest in the name of Jesus. My original legs, manifest, manifest, my original legs, manifest, manifest in Jesus' name. Pray. It's possible to take somebody's original hand and put faith there. You must know, and God will deliver us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Bring out your prayer requests. Aha, if you don't have your own, just lay your hand upon your chest. Heavenly Father, I decree that all the requests in this paper according to your will for them, as they lay their hands upon, let their heart desire according to your will be granted. In the name of Jesus, answer their prayer, Lord. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Aha, I prophesy into the life of everyone. I decree that the blessing of the Lord shall cover the destiny of everyone in the name of Jesus. The hand of the Lord shall promote everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. No evil shall befall anyone in the name of Jesus. I pray that God of wonders will do wonders in this second quarter of the year in the name of Jesus Christ. There shall be blessing in a greater measure upon many, many people. Oh, where are these singles? All the single that have not married and you have reached the age of getting married in this year 2021, you will get settled. 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 Marital settled. You will get settled. Marital settlement. You will get settled. In the name of Jesus Christ. All those who have married and you have not gotten a child, in the name that is above all names, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, this second quarter of the year, begin with your celebration. Begin with your celebration. Begin with your celebration. You shall be baptized with twins and triplets to the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. I pray for those who have given birth, who have children, but their children are not doing well. I command the yoke of darkness upon their lives to be broken. Be broken. Be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost shall take charge and the power of the highest shall envelop our lives. Makopra mutalekayaba, riparakalaba, remote and likayabaraba, lo ontalo comparo kosetelekaya. Thank you, Father. Aha, aha. Many things have happened in that place. Somebody is receiving a touch on the head. The yoke of incision on that head is broken. The evil ruler program on that head is uprooted. Aha, every basket until for your destiny is roasted. Power that vowed to keep you in the grave, that power has been buried. God of wonder is fighting for you. There shall be more testimony. Aha. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, you can get across to us on our phone number 0802-336-9298. We are from Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue. Very important. You can pay a visit and the Lord bless you in any way. Thank you, Father. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you in Jesus' name.